Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive life and leadership coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves and what I call life leadership. So, first of all, what is today's topic all about? Well, I thought I would share some really great learnings and takeaways that others received during a training that took place over the weekend. So my partner was delivering training to his clients, and a big part of the theme around the training to the business owners was around success and achieving success in your business, in your life, and looking at the what's really important to you and some of the steps to help to get you there as well. And here's the thing, we all have at least one area of our life that we want to improve on. Now, whether that is that it's your career, your work, you might be a business owner, it could be your health, your relationships, your finances. So whatever it is for you, let me know in the comments. In fact, tell me which one area is your priority that you want to see change occurring. And what do we do when we decide that we want to see an improvement in a particular area of our life? What's the first thing that we do? More often than not, it is to make a to-do list. So a to-do list to get us from A to B. The how. How are we going to achieve that? So we look at the tactical and the strategic goals and steps. And you come up with a to-do list. So let's, for example, take getting a new job. Right. So we say, right, I want to get a new job. So what are the things I have to do? I need to update my LinkedIn, update my CV, start, turn on notifications for job opportunities, whether that's on LinkedIn or on other job websites, and start checking those out and then submitting my CV and my application and then seeing what happens. So that's kind of a typical thought process if you're looking for a new job. What I'd invite you to do now, whether it is changing career, getting a promotion, improving your health maybe, or a particular relationship that you have, whether it's a professional or a personal one, whatever it is that's your goal of the particular area that you're wanting to change, what I invite you to do is to slow down and to consider the bigger picture. For example, how are we actually showing up in the way that we're looking to address or to work through this area of our life or aim towards a particular goal? What are the thoughts that we're having about it? How are we feeling about it? In other words, imagine if you're coming from a place of, I want to get fitter and healthier, but actually I've tried everything and it never works. I want to try again, but it's probably never going to work because nothing else has worked before. Right? That's quite a negative mindset. It's also coming from a place of negativity. It's setting up for failure almost already because you're now focusing your attention on the fact that it's not going to work and that you're going to fail. So that's just a simple example. Or you could have a situation where you're looking to change company, but in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, well, you know what? I'm in a sales role in company A. I want to go to company B or C, but you know what? It's going to be the same thing, the same problems, the same challenges, and actually not really sure. So think about the thoughts you're having. Become aware of the thoughts that you're having. This is really important because the thoughts that we have, what we're choosing to focus on is what we create. And for those of you who've joined me on my lives and my podcast before, you'd have heard me talk about this a lot. We get what we focus on. We manifest that into reality, the thoughts that we have, what we say, whether we're saying it in our heads to ourselves or whether we're saying it out loud. All of that means that we're creating that reality. So when I say slow down and consider the bigger picture, I want you to really slow down to the thoughts that you're having, what you're saying to yourself and to others about your situation, the goals that you're striving to achieve, and also the beliefs that you have around that as well. What are the beliefs that you have about, for example, your health or a particular diet or workout that you're going to do, or working for a different company? What are the beliefs you have around that? Are you believing that nothing's really going to change? Because guess what? If that is your belief, that's what you're going to get. That is what you're going to create. So yes, we can focus on the how, the tactical, the strategic steps and goals, but actually you want to work on your inner game. So in addition to looking at how you're showing up and looking at your thoughts, what you're focusing on and your beliefs, you also want to focus on your why, because that is one of your motivations. It's understanding why you want to achieve that goal, why you want to do what you want to do, why you want to improve that area of your life. That's really important because that will help you to create the momentum. If you don't have a strong enough why as to why you're doing it, why you've set yourself this goal, you're going to struggle. And then you want to focus more on the what versus the how, creating the vision of what it is you want. So understanding that goal, why is it important to you? Why do you want it? What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like when you've accomplished it? So those are the things in addition to the how that I want you to almost prioritize before you start looking at your to-do list. Does this make sense? Let me know in the comments. So instead of defaulting to your, all right, I need to get healthier and fitter, so this is my to-do list, or I want to apply for a new job, this is my to-do list, focus on these things instead. Mindset and attitude are critical because this influences the level of success that we achieve. And as Tony Robbins, the great American leader, mentor, coach, talks about, success is 20% strategy and 80% psychology. In other words, it's mindset and the inner work over the doing. So these are the five steps that I wanted to share with you. These are critical steps towards achieving your success. Number one, upgrade your thinking. In other words, develop an awareness of your thinking. So what I alluded to earlier in terms of becoming aware of the thoughts that you're having about your goals, about where you're at, what it is you want to achieve. What are you saying to yourself? Are you telling yourself that you know you can do this, that you have every confidence in your abilities to achieve that goal? Or are you telling yourself that, you know, I don't know if this is even going to work, because I've tried things before and they've always failed and so forth and so forth. What are you saying? Develop an awareness of your inner self-talk and also of the way that you talk about yourself and about your goals to others and what you're doing. Because again, you will manifest that into reality, whatever it is you are saying. Also, your not only what you're saying, but what you're thinking and your beliefs. So how you filter information is another potential limitation on yourself. So become aware of the way that you're filtering information. For example, if you say, well, you know, every time I've applied for a job, I've received a knockback, then actually, if you keep putting that out and say, well, every time it happens, and the reality is it probably isn't the case, but when we say it, we're creating that, we're generalizing. One of the ways that we filter information, if you look at in NLP and the way that we process information, we delete, distort and generalize information. So slowing down to that and recognizing how your mind is operating, what you are deleting, what are you distorting and what are you generalizing on? And when I mean generalization, we often do that. We say, well, everybody does this. Or every time we try to get fitter and healthier or to lose weight, we don't. Every time. And if we keep reinforcing that, that's what we will get. So that's what I mean by becoming aware of how you're filtering your information. And then recognize how you are limiting yourself through your belief systems and your past experiences. So it might be, let's say you've received a rejection for whether it's a new job or a promotion. That doesn't mean that's going to happen the next time. What you want to slow down to is, okay, what did you learn from that rejection? What could you have done differently? What could you do even better? And today is day one, which was my topic of last week. So every day is day one. Today I'm going to put that application through and I'm going to see what happens. But I know I've got the ability. I know I'm capable. So be mindful of the conversation that you are having with yourself. So this is what I mean when I talk about upgrade your thinking. This is a big part of achieving any area of success. So number two is create a momentum with your goals. As Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind. Identify the small steps and then take action. So creating momentum comes back also to what I mentioned earlier about understanding your why. Why is it you want to achieve this goal? Again, whether it's your health, whether it's your career, your work, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your financial situation, whatever your goal is, you want to create momentum. And the starting point for that is, what is the motivation? What is your why? Have a clear vision of what it is you want to create. Start with the end in mind and then begin to look at the small steps that you can take towards getting you there, the small daily actions. It doesn't have to be huge steps. It could be small baby steps, but in the right direction. Number three is focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. This is really, really important. And I've actually had a client recently talking about how he feels more motivated to take action when things get so bad that he wants to, what I call, motivate himself away from a bad situation, as opposed to motivating yourself towards a good situation. So if you take health, a common one for most people, right, is that there's some people who will be naturally motivated towards being fit and healthy to prevent themselves getting unwell and to have that high energy, and they thrive off of that. So they're motivated towards that goal. The people who are more likely to be motivated away from that goal are the people who will wait until the doctor says, you've got 6 months to live. Unless you do this, you're not going to be around in a year's time. And then it's like, oh my God, now I have to take action. So it's that away from the pain is what motivates people. And here's the thing with that. If you're choosing to focus on the pain, if you're choosing to focus on what you don't want, you will naturally create and attract more of what you don't want. So you want to be turning this around and identifying and getting clear what it is you do want and focusing on that, focusing on the end goal, that having the end in mind, creating a really clear vision of what it is you want and focus on that. Because when you focus on the good things, the positive stuff, that is when you will create and manifest even more of that. So stay focused on where you are heading, not on the pain that you're dealing with that you're trying to get away from. And that applies in the job or a career. If you're in a situation that you don't like, you want to focus on what it is you do want, not on, I just want to get away from this situation, so I have to do something, because now you're focusing on the negative. Number four is be mindful of the distinction between the conscious and the unconscious mind. In other words, remember that your mind is 10% conscious and 90% unconscious. So all the thinking that we do day to day about decisions that we have to make, what we need to do, if we want something, all the things, and if we're about to do something, even if we have to deliver a presentation or a talk or put a project together, we tend to overthink. We go into our what I call a left brain, into our heads, and we start to overthink. And what is important to remember here is when we're doing that, we're utilizing that 10%, that conscious mind. The unconscious mind, which is your 90% of your brain, of your mind, is the one where we find the answers. It's where the ideas and the creativity comes from. It's where that intuition and that gut feeling comes from when it comes to making those big decisions. So how do we activate that? Well, the simplest way to activate that is by slowing down. Again, something that a lot of people find difficult to do because we have a goal we've got to keep doing. We've got to have that to-do list. We've got to keep going. Actually, if we rein it in for a moment and we slow down, and even if we just sit down for 2 or 3 minutes a day to begin with, to meditate, and all you want to do there is to simply close your eyes and breathe and focus on your breath. If it's easier, there's loads of videos on YouTube. There's lots of apps that have various meditations. So it's not difficult to find something that works for you. But taking time out, let's start with your 2 or 3 minutes, aim to get to 5, build it up, get to 10 to 15 minutes. But you will notice a difference when you hold that space for yourself. And even if all you're doing is focusing on your breathing, it will allow you to access your unconscious mind, and that creativity, the ideas, the answers will come to you. Number 5, apply the 80-20 Pareto principle. So in other words, rather than spending time being busy but not productive, aim for 20% of your efforts generating 80% of your results. In other words, you want to work smart and be effective. Just seen a comment come in there. What's that? John, use Headspace today to do this. 4 steps a day. Very useful. Indeed. Yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, Headspace is one of really good apps. Not one that I've used, but I know a lot of people talk highly of it. So that's definitely one to look at if you're struggling with how to meditate. So applying the 80-20 principle, you want to, rather than just be busy being busy but not productive, is again to just slow down, take a step back and look at what it is you need to do, the 20% effort to get the 80% of the results. And again, this applies in work, this applies in your health. So what is it that is important for you to focus on to be able to help you to propel yourself forward to get the outcome of the results that you're seeking? So all of these steps today can be applied, as I said, to any area of your life. So if we just do a quick recap of where I started with this today, the steps to achieving success, naturally we veer towards creating a to-do list and then plowing through a to-do list and being really busy just doing lots of stuff. When actually what you want to do is slow down for a moment and look at the bigger picture. Because the quickest way to get the results you want is to work on yourself, is to work on your inner game. And remembering that psychology is 80% of success, strategy is only 20%. So number 1 is upgrade your thinking. Number 2, create momentum. Number 3, focus on what you want. Number 4, tune into your unconscious and your conscious mind. Become aware of it and how you can access it to help you with whether it is the decision making, the ideas, the creativity, what to do next. And number 5, apply the 80-20 principle. So I wish you luck. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments, any thoughts, any ideas from this. And also, are you somebody who actually does any of this, or are you someone who's constantly busy doing, working off of that to-do list and feeling like you're actually on a hamster wheel and not getting anywhere and you're not achieving those goals? Because if you are, then this is really important for you to really slow down, check in with yourself and adopt these steps that I've shared with you today. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.